Tennis fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more stuffy facts with me, Nisha Lang. Last week, I spoke about Bill Skarsgård. This week, I'm talking about Bill Hader, another Bill. So let's get started. Bill Hader was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the 7th of June 1978. He grew up with writer Daphne Boudreau, who Hom later collaborated. He says he had a hard time focusing in class and was always joking around, feeling that he did not fit in. Hader filled his first time watching movies and reading. Bill's first job was as a Christmas salesman. He was also ushered to Temp Cinema, where he could see films for free, but he was fired for spoiling the ending of Titanic. Bill's aspirations of becoming a filmmaker eventually led him to drop out of college and move to Los Angeles in 1999. His parents supported his decision and could let him use the money that he saved for his education for his living expenses. He found work as a production assistant while scoring the back pages of The Hollywood Reporter and hoped to become an assistant director. Subsequently, he got a job at a nighttime assistant editor at the post-production facility Trade Entertainment. He invested money in his own short film, but he was too embarrassed to release it. Shortly after thereafter, he broke up with his longtime girlfriend. After attending one of his backyard shows, Moonley told Bill that she wanted him to discuss Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live. After Moonley's recommendation, Bill was invited to fly to New York to audition for SNL producers. Bill was hired as a featured player and made his debut on the 1st of October in 2005. His first role was a psychologist, giving his views about life and death during the emergency landing of JetBlue Airways Flight 292. Bill worked as a creative consult producer and voice actor on South Park, beginning in the series of the 12th season. His involvement in the series from his friendship with Matt Stone, the two had a similar sense of humour. Hader began going on writers' retreats with the staff. He began working on the programme hoping to learn a story structure. Hader is among the series producers to win the 2009 Emmy Award for Best Animated Series. Bill starred in a dramatic role in the 2014 film The Skeleton Twins, opposite Karen Wig, with whom he worked on Saturday Night Live. The film won for Best Screenplay at the Students Film Festival. In 2015, Bill voiced the character of Fear in the Disney Pixar film Inside Out and was attached to a voice dinosaur in the Pixar film The Good Dinosaur. Bill Hader voiced Alpha 5 in the 2017 film version of Power Rangers. In 2018, Bill co-created with Alec Berg and began starring in the dark comedy series Barry, for which he received 8 Primetime Emmy Award nominations as producer, writer, director and actor. In 2019, Bill starred in the supernatural horror film It Chapter 2 as Richie Tozier, sharing the role with Finn Wolfhard, alongside Jessica Chastain, Bill Skarsgård, Irisha Mittata, Jay Ryan, James Ransom and James McAvoy. Hader received an acclaim for his performance. Also in 2019, he voiced Leonard in the Angry Birds Movie 2, Axel the Carny in Toy Story 4, The Wanderer in the 4 episodes of The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, and played Nick Kringle in Noel. In June 2023, Hader was invited to become a member of the Academy Motion Picture Arts and Science, the same year that he had a cameo role as Up Drivers in the Ari Aster, directed by surreal dramatic comedy Beau is Afraid, starring Quinn Phoenix. In March 2024, it was announced that Hader would star in the upcoming animated remake of Dr. Seuss's children's book The Cat in the Hat, in which he will voice an particular character and serve as an extra producer. Hader and Mindy Kaling did not return to the voice of the Fear and Disgust in Inside Out 2, reportedly due to pay disputes. Tony Hale and Lizard Lavria replaced Hader and Kaling in taking over their respective roles. Hader married writer and director Maggie Carey in 2006. They have 3 daughters. They divorced in 2018. Hader later dated actress Rachel Bilson, with he had the co-star in the That To-Do List, and actress Anna Kendrick as of April 2023. He has been in a relationship with comedian and actress Ali Wong. So now you know about B. Hader. He is honestly the most amazing actor I've ever watched in the film industry. My favourite is It Chapter 2, because he said in an interview that like he kept on laughing on set because When he's scared, he thinks he smiles, and he was laughing at all the things, even though he was terrified. But I can't wait to see what he does in the future. Next time, I'm going to talk about the actor, Brandon Lee. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.